Blog Talk Radio.
Help me say,
oh, what cloudy day.
There African Americans were just up from slavery. Glory be to God, they finally had gotten to the promised land. African Americans from all across the diaspora, writers, poets, lyricists, blues singers to jazz singers, all over the continent, ladies and gentlemen, try to imagine our people with gifts that they come bringing and bearing great opportunities for the talents to demonstrate their skills on stage just up from slavery. The storm was over now. No more crying at night, wondering what master was going to do when they up and decide to run away. No more crying over Kizzy when she had to go and be with Massa. No more worrying about if that map that they took out in the fields when they decided to flee was going to hold up. No more looking from one point to the next in the Underground Railroad. No more hoping and looking up to freedom and holding their child up to the sky and dedicating that child back into freedom. No more crying, no more suffering, and the window and the door of no return that they looked out of would long be forgotten. They were up north now. They were all across the land, ready to become citizens, ready to share their knowledge of a limited amount of knowledge. No more, ladies and gentlemen, no more crying. What an opportunity to experience the freedom of not having to be holding to someone else. The song is so fitting, ladies and gentlemen, because this chapter has been all about music arrangement. If you haven't been following me, you ought to be. As best of my knowledge and as much as I could recollect, I am going to do the demonstration of the songs to help move you. This being Friday, the Empress is in the house, ladies and gentlemen. I am Omiinka 7, your advocate and your advisor and your Empress, and I come to bring you good tidings because this was the time of the Renaissance when we were up from slavery. Glory, Halla, groovy style. These people were performing at the Cotton House. They were performing at the amphitheater. They were strutting their stuff. The blues singers were singing a low-down, dirty blues, backwater blues, blackwater blues. And backwater blues was something you might not have heard of. But if you're a backwater Geechee girl, then you would know something about that. Ladies and gentlemen, stay tuned as we talk about the scene from the significance of Negro Caravan. Who were they? They were a young group of people singing and caravanning all over the nation. And we will be discussing some of the historical literary events of the period of what caused the African Americans to join the Communist Party. As you know, they were very dissatisfied. And because of their dissatisfied, they jumped ship and decided to become a Communist Party. Yes, they did. And if you can recall the story of John Henry. Who was John Henry? And what was he doing working on the railroad? And how did he become a historian and a hero? You ought to know the story about John Henry. If not, research it. Tell the stories to your children and let them know. And we'll be talking about the legacy that he left behind and what he taught us. Who was Sterling A. Brown? An interesting poet. I am a poet, so I have interest in that area, and I intend to share that with you. I will be sharing segments of my new book on account of being a blues singer and a poet. I'm going to bring it to you kind of proper-like, bringing you the blues and poetry in a low-down, dirty blues fashion. So if you're up for it this Friday, put on your dancing shoe and come and join the Care to Read Room as we take a station identification. And you take a break. In the meantime, we want to borrow your world for approximately 30 seconds, 30 minutes. And after that, you have your world back. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen.
Patient love, kind love, sweet love, kind love, patient love, kind love.
ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to the Care to Read Room. And you have your Omi Inca 7 here to address you today on a Friday. Thank God it's Friday. And you know what we feel about Fridays, ladies and gentlemen. Let me continue on with the discussion. As background information, you need to know about some of the poets and the Shade Act of Ralph Ellison, the writer. He sang the blues in his autobiographical, chronological, personal, catastrophic expression. That's a mouthful, right? He sang lyrics. Ellison believed that the Negro blues was a folk art from the shape of Richard Wright's. And we've talked about Richard Wright's attitude and how he was planning a revoke in his writing. And we talked a little bit about how Richard Wright felt that his writing should express the feelings of a slave. Richard Wright's attitude toward life and influence, it influenced the quality and tone of Black Boy. And if you haven't read Black Boy, you need to go out and get a copy of Black Boy, an important book that explains the blues, and he relates it to America's social history and how people were trotting down to the point that they had to sing the blues. Blues People by Leroy Jones was written. Another good source for background if you need that. And Sterling Brown, as I mentioned earlier, in his Sterling essay, The Blues as Folk Poetry, something that you definitely want to read to your children, ladies and gentlemen. It's important for you to know and understand that our African-American people were literary people from the beginning, and they were multiplicit linguistics. I don't know how many of you remember Bessie Smith, who was crowned Empress of the Blues. Today and henceforth, you can call me Empress. And the reason why you are calling me Empress, ladies and gentlemen, is because I am a blues singer. I am also a gospel singer. So the Empress is a fitting title to have. And I want you to know that, ladies and gentlemen. Bessie was a blues empress, Bessie Smith, who was crowned empress on the blues and made a series of recordings between 1923 and 1933 that were ranked among the best jazz. Then there was Robert Johnson, a blues singer, composer. He was known as the King of Delta Blues, ladies and gentlemen, and he recorded music using only an acoustic guitar for accompaniment. His music influenced early rock. So don't tell me that there were no black rock and roll singers out during that time. There were black rock and roll singers, and they can prove it by proving that the King of Delta Blues brought about rock. His music influenced early rock and roll and has recently been reissued on a two-part CD set. Ladies and gentlemen, I tell you this because I want you to know about the era of the Renaissance time, and I want you to understand why music, such as a powerful outlet for people's feelings, and I want you to understand the purpose of the working song. There were songs that were sung while they were working on the railroad, and as they used their slugs to slug in the planks while on the railroad, those songs helped to motivate them to get through the day. And John Henry sang his song. And John Henry's story was a story about him trying to beat a locomotive train. The man was so powerful and built so strong that someone challenged him to a duel with the locomotive train. John Henry hitched himself up to be in competition with a vehicle, a motor vehicle. John Henry pursued that race and won. He died in the flesh, but he won in the spirit and left a heroic story behind. You can read it for yourself, ladies and gentlemen. I don't have time for that today, but I want you to know more about your history and understanding what heroic facts that John Henry left behind and explicifying some of the notary literary writers. Yes, you need to know about some of the people that existed right up from slavery. Sterling A. Brown was interested in literature and encouraged his mother. Brown recalled his mother, who loved poetry so much, And he remembered her standing over a broom sweeping, standing over a broom sweeping and reading, while reading to him elegant poetry and good reading, great diction and sense of rhythm, which he gained to listen to her voice. Like Langston Hughes, Brown found poetry in the experience and language of ordinary people, in strange legacies. He celebrated the strength and the courage of nameless sharecroppers who endured despite overwhelming hardship, ladies and gentlemen. Brown chose to write in free verse. Remember I talked to you about the various different verses? He used free verse, if you can remember that, in poetry. And the classical forms of chosen part. And there was Claudette McKay. And Claudette and also the country colonists. These people were also notary poem, and they frequently wrote anthologies. Ladies and gentlemen, I have to tell you this. One of my poems was selected to be in an anthology in the Echoes Way. I was very pleased to have my poem, The Scar, entered into the one of the anthologies. And there was other poems written like Strong Man and After Winter and Old Leadman and Southern Road. The poems provide a good example of what James Weldon Johnson called living speech. I've sung one of James Weldon's songs to you. You should know who he is. He wrote our national black anthem. Lift every voice and sing till earth and heaven ring, ring with harmonies of liberty, till our rejoices rise high as the listening skies. Let us march on till victory is won. Yes, James Weldon Johnson, living speech. You may wish to recall the song during February. This is National Black History Month. Sing it every day in your classrooms and in your home. Being the shortest month of the year, you ought to memorize it. And you may use this with your children and adults. Okay, and I'd like to tell you a little bit about the prior knowledge that went on. These mothers sang to their children, and men sang lullabies to their children, and women sang together. The Native Americans sang, rock-a-bye baby in a treetop. They sang that song. Native Americans wrote that song, if you didn't know it. And I want the students that are out there in the audience to understand that you must be a poet. You must understand what happened to John Henry and why he became a folklore hero. And you must understand the legacies that have been left behind for you. A black man talks of weeping. This was done in a southern mansion. Brown wrote the poem when many Americans were facing great economic hardship. African Americans on the farm and in the South were particularly hard hit. What had happened to the couple in the Red River was devastating. These were things happening during the flood. They had experienced several disasters, and land was flooded, and the boll weevil was the biggest enemy. The boll weevil and drought. Drought could kill a farm off overnight, and drought had ruined crops, and hogs have died because of this drought. And they couldn't even get out of debt. They were laden with debt during this time, the farmers. However, the Northerners who were in entertainment business were flourishing. Why were they going through so many changes? And why are they described as the nameless? You have African Americans who were still sharecroppers called nameless people. The word emphasizes another anthology, and they are like many other impoverished African Americans in the South who suffered and endured untold hardship. Just as I told you, there were African Americans who didn't know that slavery was ended and they were sharecroppers. And in the 21st century, they were still found sharecropping, being beholden to someone and being a slave. Jack Johnson was a real person, ladies and gentlemen. John Henry was a real person. John Henry may have a real person, and they used this story to tell you, to show you what went on. They viewed men as being beasts and animals. Belonging in this group, it was very difficult for John Henry to be a man and show himself to be a man, except for to be put to a challenge. And why does, and as we talk about the nameless, we know that they cared not to name these people, but there were some heroes in this time. And ladies and gentlemen, I want you to understand that there were great times when the slaves got together in the sharecropper and they sang, "Oh, Negro Heritage," and those were songs they used as a message. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I'd like to stop and dedicate a libation to my mother's side of the spirit, and I say libation. I like to dedicate to my father's side of the spirit, and I say libation. I light a candle to my father's side of the spirit and say libation. I light a candle to my mother's side of the spirit, and I say libation. And I call on the ancestors on my family's side of the family, and I say, Tommy Pete Harvey, Ashe. Mary Lou Hawkins, Ashe. Clara Mae Jenkins, Ashe. Robert Jenkins, Ashe. I pour libations to the north, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the south. Libation, Ashe. I pour libations to the east, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to the west, and I say Ashe. So be it, so let it be done. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, I would like to invite you to call on your heroes and sheroes and your ancestors and acknowledge Oludula Marae, who is our God and our Father, and the deities Obatala, Shango, Alegba. But don't forget your Ori, who is the Godhead that has been placed on your head. Pay homage and praises to Ori. And I thank you, and if you have request for blessing, now is the time to let the frequencies go forth and ask and make your request known, because the ancestors want to open up, so as Mother Nature and the earth itself want to assist you. And I thank you for going with me on that talking cure. Because of time, we're going to go on with the show. I'd like to share from you a couple of poems from my brand new book that will be coming out, and it's called License to Preach. And these poems were written while under meditation, while in the spirit. And the book entitled, once again, License to Preach. The first segment is entitled Crazy Cam. Don't go PMing me saying that you want a cam. Boy, you don't really know who I am. You don't know who I could really be, asking me if you can lay your camera all over me. Why, just to add a face to a voice? Is that really giving you any choice? Asking for a chance to lay eyeballs on who I am. Could this be another one of your foolish scams? I could be warmed over breakfast, or I could be just another anorexic. I could even be fresh out the bush. Just why are my looks you're trying to push? Screens don't always reveal what's true when someone's trying to peep in a look at you. As a matter of fact, they will always oblige just to keep you coming back from our lies. Now, here's the real deal when searching for how someone feels. Ask questions like, how do you do? Or how do you feel? Ask questions like, how do you feel? Or how do you do? Maybe you'll get a chance to get a look or two, or maybe even a better view. An image on screen can hardly be seen, and it won't even get you closer to the girl in your dreams. Make sure that you pick up on this. Now, don't go adding me to your buddy list. I know only sooner or later that you're going to be pissed after you realize that you're going to be dissed. And no, I don't want to join your pal talk group just to listen to the latest scoop. I want you to leave me right where I am, and that is off of your crazy cam. Crazy cam. The second one is entitled Trapped Like a Mouse. Now, I want to get my workout on today, but first this internet I must play. Emails boxes up to the brim. Boy, it don't look like I'll be getting to the gym. Look a here, default mail's been sent back again, and lucky lotto swears I win. Trapped like a mouse, girl, I've got to get up out of this house. I'm really trapped like a mouse. Confirmation letter's been sent. I wonder where that email went. Website's now under construction. Hopefully I won't experience any more disruption. Can't let those Pal Talk friends keep me up all night. Pal Talk friends will just have to take a flight. They tell me that MSN is all brand new. I guess I'll have to drop by just to get a view. Yahoo has been working overtime. Don't look like I'll be getting back on this line. Server's not responding again. Working offline is now the new trend. I'm trapped like a mouse. Girl, I've got to get up out of this house. I'm really trapped like a mouse. Junk mail have to read a few. Hotmail service you can't even view. After those fools are going to cam, just trying to get a look at who I am. Open up these airways and unzip the files. Computer needs attention and so does my child. Trapped like a mouse. Girl, you know I've got to get up out of this house. I'm really trapped like a mouse. I want to change my email. Yes, I want to turn it back around. Then I want to tell folks I moved up and out of town. This mouse is starting to stick again. I wonder, will I ever win? Screens have become blurred, and input has lost all my words. Ain't no virus getting through until I finish what it is I have to do. And that's to sit here and talk to you until you recognize my point of view about this little thing called the mouse and how it's got me trapped here in this house. I'm trapped like a mouse. Girl, don't you see? I got to get up out of this house. I'm really trapped like a mouse. Trapped like a mouse. The next one entitled, Just Give Me Some More. When my money gets kind of funny, I don't want things to cost me too much money. When my money is low, child, I want to be able to go where I don't have to blow it for things that I can simply let go. Just give me some more. Just give me some more. Like having my fingernails manicured and my toenails painted. Why, this is living the good life, ain't it? Now, don't you go taking me for some addict just because I need to have my hair plaited. Periodically, I need to mend it. Sometimes I need to extend it. And there are times when I need to bund it and weave it. And would you believe it? I might just even take a notion just to leave it. To Ezra, that is, while I go out and tend to my biz, you better get you some or just give me some more. Just give me some more money so that I don't have to blow it for things that I can simply let go. And I ain't no junkie waiting for the next turnkey fix, and you sure won't find me caught up in that little old mix. I'm certainly not waiting for the next turnkey scam. Where I go, they can recognize who I am. And some folk even occasionally call me ma'am. You see, they're familiar with who I am. They're calling me to basement bargains. Now, I am not just talking jargon. I'm talking green light special, baby, where my money moves rather slow, and I am very careful of it, not to blow my money, not to blow it for things that I can simply let go. Until you can just give me some more, just give me some more, just give me some more. You see, it's like letting my hair grow. Why, girl, I might even take a notion to wear an afro. Why, I want my money to be drawn to me like a magnetism. So you can just get up off your isms. No, I ain't prejudiced of no kind. Why, all of you must think that I'm lying. Just stick around and you will find I ain't the one to be calling blind. Why, I'll never stop trying until I have you on your knees crying about me getting the Benjamins and the Franklins too. If I didn't have them in my pocket, why, I don't know what I'd do. I guess I would shop at the thrift store until I can just get me some more money, that is. Now, why don't you just mind your own biz? Why, even I know the riches are laid up for the just. You can just move out the way until I finish being blessed. Even though I have to sometimes shop secondhand, I know that's really not the way that the Creator had it planned. See, in my spirit, I am rich. And this is not just some high sales pitch. I'm thrifty and economical. While my money, I just won't blow. The currencies, I like to move rather slow. 'Cause to the bank, it must go. Don't get me confused with some of those hags, 'cause watching price tags is my bag, like the one that carries those doggone bags. Only difference is that I check price tags. Erykah Badu claims that she's carrying too much stuff. She should have realized that someone was going to make it tough or even rough just because she wants to carry her stuff. Thrifty and economical, she must go. So her money, she won't ever have to blow. The next poem is entitled Bag Lady, as a sequel answering back to Erykah Badu, my friend. Bag Lady, you got nothing on me. Bag Lady, you've got nothing on me. I'm still carrying all these bags, you see. Even though I've obtained a four-year college degree, and they tell me that I've advanced to a three-year mastery. Do you remember when they said education was the key, and that was all that we needed to be free? I want you to know that you're going to need more than just you. And this is not only my point of view. You will hear it from quite a few, probably so many you won't know what to do. Bag Lady, you ain't got nothing on me. Bag Lady, you ain't got nothing on me. I'm still carrying all these bags, you see. How come it's got to be so rough for a college woman to carry her stuff? How come educated ladies has to resort to being undignified? How come she has to lose her pride? How come other has to vanguard what was rightfully hers from the start? Bag Lady, you ain't got nothing on me. I'm still carrying all these bags, you see. Bags of scars, sexism, classism, ageism, racism, holding us back as if we were in a prison. Why, they're nothing but ism. Tell me why folks out there trying to make it so tough just for you and I to carry our stuff. Standing on the subways, it's never paid, and living out of bags while you sure don't have it made, and sure you don't have to save. Why, it costs you something that you and I can't afford to lose. Our time down here singing these low-down dirty blues. Badu, I hope you will listen to this bulletin news and won't think that I'm just another chick down here singing these low-down dirty blues. Bag Lady. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to stop for a minute. Those poems will be coming out this fall. You will see them, and I hope you will buy my book. I have another one I'd like to do called A Second Touch. Let's see. I think I'll do A Second Touch. Well, let me do Something in a Name. I think you would enjoy that one. That one is usually sang to a blues tune. And Something in a Name is something I think that everyone should, well, let me do License to Preach, and then I'll do Something in a Name, or I'll do just the opposite. Let me do Something in a Name, and then I'll do License to Preach. Something in a Name. I was born around water with my ancestors surrounding me. They call me Omi Inca 7, Lady Jaguar Throne. Why, my very name, it explains the reason why I was proclaimed as Omi Inca 7, Lady Jaguar Throne. 'Cause I got these thousand angels around my home, predestined from my birth, even before I came to this earth. I was born around water with my ancestors surrounding me. And I'm not going to sing this evening because I'm a little hoarse. They call me Omi Inca 7, Lady Jaguar Throne. It was Chief Metahochi who first spoke my name. He divined over me with fortune and fame. And Adi Emi, he be my teacher, taught me the meaning of being a real preacher. And Ebilola, I thought I had told her that she would be my friend to the very end. I'll walk with her through thick and thin because I know just where this lady's been. I know over time in her life she's going to win. She's been a mother to Tree Tree and them and classified her as a genuine gem. Uncle Manny, too, why, what's a mother supposed to do when you've got your children depending on you and you've got to step in and give your point of view? At times you can be overburdened in life when there's never anyone to give you advice. I was born around water with my ancestors surrounding me. They call me Omega 7 Lady Jaguar Throne because I've got 10,000 angels around my home. Why, it sounds so simple and plain just to hear them calling my name, just to the sound of the rat-a-tat-tat of the ancestors trying to call me right back, calling me back to the underworld spirit. Oh, if you can, I wonder, can you hear it? Can you hear it? When you hear them, don't fear them. Just pull back the veil and revere them. Even though a righteous woman may fall 7 times, she rises again and again and above all sin. But calamity will fall upon the unrighteous man for the deeds he's done and for not taking a stand. I'm just living my life before it's been rehearsed. Pardon me while I sing the second verse. I was born around water with my ancestors surrounding me. They call me Omega 7 Lady Jaguar Throne because I've got 10,000 angels around my throne just waiting to take me home where I belong. Don't you go laughing, or you ready to go back to class to learn a few.